Chetan, we're approaching the halfway stage now of the Indian Premier League. And if we look at the table at the time of recording, we've got the Royal Challengers Bangalore and Chennai Super Kings very much setting the pace. I don't think too many people would be surprised to see those two at the top. We've then got the surprise packages, Sunrisers Hyderabad and Rajasthan Royals also challenging. Just give us your sort of overview of the last few days' action since last we spoke and where the table's sort of looking at the top.
I think Chennai Super Kings have stood out since we last spoke, John. They've won four matches on the trot, and that's why they are on the top of the table. 12 points from 8 games, and that's the same as Royal Challengers Bangalore as well, who've also got 12 points from 8 games, but they are on a bit of a higher run rate because that's not going to be beaten thanks to Chris Gayle. But Chennai Super Kings have slowly been gathering momentum, and they've had a few matches at home. They've won them all. Chennai Super Kings, once they start gathering that momentum, it's really not possible to stop them. But even now, it seems that they are not in the best of shape. Suresh Raina is not firing at the top. Murali Vijay hasn't had really good outings. It's Michael Hussey who's done well at the top. Their bowlers have, the bowlers have come on and performed. Yes, that's like, you know, Chris Morris, R. Ashwin. So the bowling has been on the money. And then you have Ravindra Jadeja and MS Dhoni playing their roles in the middle, especially MS Dhoni, who's turned out to be a fine finisher in this particular edition of the IPL. Even last night we saw him. That match was really almost gone. I mean, 16th over maiden over against Sunrisers Hyderabad, but then they just came back. Yes, Ashish Reddy bowling the last over, not really the best of ideas from the Hyderabad team, but again, you know, everything apart, it was all a Mahinder Singh Dhoni show. Just made sure that the match finished in Chennai's favour. And yes, they're leaving things till late a bit. Perhaps then that'll change towards the knockout. They'll want to finish things earlier than the 20th over because it can also backfire at you at times. So all in all, Chennai Super Kings looking very good. Of course, Royal Challengers Bangalore also looking very good with 12 points on the top of the table. Chris Gayle's innings was very, very special, but I think they are developing a tendency of depending a lot on Gayle. I mean, if it's not Gayle, then it's Virat Kohli or A.B. de Villiers, and if the three of them don't fire, then the big issue is their bowling good enough to defend a low total, or is the rest of their batting good enough to chase a high total? So that's a bit of a question mark around RCB going ahead. And as you mentioned, yes, Sunrisers Hyderabad and Rajasthan Royals, two surprise packages up there. Sunrisers Hyderabad, especially given the mauling they took last season, it's showing how Tom Moody has come in and he's instilled new confidence. The big plus for them is Shikhar Dhawan, who just returned after injury in the game against Chennai Super Kings. So that could be a bonus going ahead, because they needed a senior Indian batsman, who can strike the ball hard and well, give them good starts. Kumar Sangakkara was not in the best of forms. Cameron White was having, flashes of good form. So they need a batsman at top who could do the job for them, and maybe that'll be Shikhar Dhawan, because their bowling as it is looks very, very good. And of course, Rajasthan Royals, 8 points from 7 games. They have a game in hand on the top 3 teams, but still, 8 points within the top 4. I think Rahul Dravid has led very, very well. And coupled with the fact that their batting is now looking in decent touch, with Shane Watson getting some form under his belt, Ajinkya Rahane scoring runs as always, their bowling unit is also one to watch out for. Particularly at home, they've really done well at home. And, it is a bit of a surprise, but I think they will be fighting for that fourth spot a little bit harder than Sunrisers Hyderabad as the tournament progresses.